This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today on this first weekend of October. Huge show for you this week. My first guest is a musical legend. Barry Manilow will be on the show. Then coming up next will be my dear friend of over 45 years and my arranger for many years, Art Phillips, who worked with Barry Manilow. So the first hour is going to be a lot of Barry Manilow and Art Phillips, I guess. And then from a brand new show on NBC called Perfect Harmony, Anna Camp will be here. Next hour, Bluff City Law is another new show at NBC. We'll be joined by Caitlin McGee. Then there's a program called Godfather of Harlem on Epix. Ilfinish Hadera will be joining us. Bellamy Young on Fox's Prodigal Son, a new show for Fox. And then we're going to be talking about communications during bad weather with Andrea Caldini. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. Is your business taking advantage of one of the most valuable assets to advertise? Your company vehicles? Well, if not, you should. The least expensive way of promoting your business is with SignZoo, the full-service graphic professionals. From design to installation, your vehicles will shine with your logo, services, phone number, website information, and more as it goes down the road. And we aren't talking about paint. We're talking about the latest, most popular, inexpensive, and easily changeable graphic wraps. Why go through the expense of painting your message when SignZoo can wrap it? SignZoo's licensed, insured, and professional graphic designers service the country nationwide, and their warranty is the best in the industry. Your entire vehicle becomes the most effective form of outdoor advertising. Cars, trucks, buses, boats, SignZoo can wrap them all, and 100% satisfaction is guaranteed. Visit their website today at SignZoo.com. That's SignZoo.com, the leader in vehicle advertising and color changes for over two decades.
Folks, some of you have asked me, what's in the MyPillow radio listener specials over at MyPillow.com? Well, let me tell you. Buy one, get one free MyPillow premium pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets. You can save 30% and get free shipping. And, of course, I have both of those on my bed, both the Giza Dreams sheets and the MyPillow premium pillows. Mattress toppers, save 30%. If you travel a lot, here's something for you. Roll and go anywhere MyPillows. Buy one, get one free. Body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need a MyPillow body pillow. If you've got an older pet that you dearly love, dog beds as low as $19.99. Stadium cushions. Perfect time of the year for that with football kicking up. All these are specials along with the regular warranties. Go to MyPillow.com. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Mike Lindell loves you.
Her name was Lola. She was a showgirl with yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down her leg. She would merengue and do the cha-cha. And while she tried to be a star, Tony always standing far across the crowded floor. They were from 8 till 4. They were young and they had each other. Who could ask?
That's the music of our next guest, and it needs no introduction. Believe me, he's a friend of our show for many years, and it's good to have him back. Welcome back to our show, Ron Segi Today, all across the USA and around the world. And joining us right now is a gentleman whose voice is known around the world and an American treasure. A lot to talk about with our friend, Barry Manilow. Hi, Barry. How you doing?
Hi, Ron. Good to speak to you.
Good speaking with you again. Boy, you are one busy man these days. I'm looking down all the things that you are doing, and I thought you were going to start taking it easy, but boy, I tell you, you're gearing up like it was 1975.
Yeah, I know. I must be crazy, Ron. But, you know, it's so exciting. It's so exciting. You know, when they offered this opportunity to come back to this room, you know, I played the Hilton for 5 years.
Sure.
And now the Hilton now is called the Westgate.
Right.
And they've upgraded it. You know, they spent multi-millions of dollars to upgrade the whole hotel. And this room was so wonderful for 5 years. I have nothing but great memories of those 5 years. And when they offered, you know, they asked me if I wanted to come back, I said yes. My band loves it. I love it. You know, the touring is exciting because we play for so many thousands of people, but it's still touring. We still go from city to city to city, from hotel to hotel. This residency keeps us in one place, and this is the place for me because, yeah, there are still thousands of people in this room, but it's intimate, and that's what I like doing the best. You know, my songs, you know, these ballads, Weekend in New England and Even Now and Mandy, they work so well in a small room like this. Well, it's not small, but in a smaller room like this, because I think I can connect with people deeper than I can when they're a million miles away on the balcony in an arena. So that may have been one of the reasons that I loved doing this room so much. And I'm looking forward to it again. Here we go again.
Here we go again. Well, I know it's a great room, but now the room is owned actually by a friend of mine who's one of my neighbors here in Orlando. Dave Siegel now owns that Westgate, doesn't he?
Right. No, he's a genius. He saw this opportunity and he took it. And it's great. And I'm so glad that they remembered me.
When we talk about people of mutual friends, we have a mutual friend. When I first started into music, my first guitar player was someone that you know very well, Art Phillips.
Oh, Art Phillips. Well, you know, that's a talented man. Didn't he move down to Australia?
Yeah, he's down in Australia. He's got a great recording studio down there, a great publishing company. In fact, he just sent me some of his latest works. Genius of a guy, and I knew he loved working with you. He spoke so highly of you over the years, and still does, because he sometimes comes to Florida and visits me.
Yeah, you know, musicians and me, we get along. You know, even though I've made a career out of singing and performing, in my heart, I am a musician.
Sure.
And other musicians know it. They get me. And we always have a great time when I'm working with great musicians like Art. And we did have a great time together.
Now, Barry, how long is the residency? Because, you know, this is what the people in Branson used to tell me. They say it is great because now we're fresh. We don't have to travel door to door, city to city. We don't have to get on airplanes. We can put a production together. This is the ideal situation for a performer like yourself.
That's exactly right. Everything you just said, that's exactly right. Touring, as exciting as it is, with the, you know, those kind of crowds, it's a young guy's gig.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, you'll hear this from every artist, after a while, it just gets more difficult. And this is not difficult. This is just a party every night. I'm looking forward to it.
I think I've asked you this before. Is it difficult to introduce new music, new songs, new creations, when everybody wants to hear the songs? Mandy, I Write the Songs, Coke Book Cabana. I mean, I guess the upside of having success is having success. The downside is you can never go into something new because everybody wants to hear the success.
I don't do it too often anymore. In the early days, the audiences were really interested in hearing new material. They are not that interested anymore. They really want to hear the songs that they grew up with or they heard that their mother played, and I'm happy to do it. But now and again, I sneak in something new. And like, you know, the latest album is a tribute to New York, and it's called This Is My Town. I introduce it by saying, means a lot to me, it comes from an album, New York is my home, and I expect them to be running up the aisle, getting orange juice, but they don't do that. They sit and they listen to it, and it goes over so great. I can't tell you how happy that makes me. But I can't do too much of that because I know why they're there this time.
Tell us about ManiloTV.com.
Yeah, we've been doing that for about 7 or 8 years.
Really?
Every month, because I am a crazy man. I have made videos or audios of every show I have ever done from the very first show. And not with no reason, but for me to look at it or listen to it and make the next show better.
Sure.
I learned that from Joan Rivers when I used to play piano. I used to play her on and off the stage. And she used to come on the stage with a cassette machine and she used to hit the record button and then do her show and listen to it all day the next day. And then she would, you know, the next night she would do the same set, but it would be a little better and a little better. Well, when I started performing, I did the same thing. I would record my show, listen to it, watch it the next day, and then add something to it or subtract something or give people notes. So I've got everything I've ever done. Well, Manilow TV is just me and my wonderful assistant, Mark. We pick a video of a show that may have been 25 years old, and we put them on Manilow TV every month as a brand new show that nobody has ever seen. And I think it's a really interesting way, of seeing how this career has morphed into where it is today.
It's a sensational thing. For people who haven't seen it, ManiloTV.com. And you have so many things to talk about. I mean, the fact that you scored music to a collection of unpublished lyrics by Johnny Mercer, and the list goes on and on and on. But one of the things that you do, aside from entertaining, that you have this great project, which is called the Manilow Music Project. That is sensational. I congratulate you for what you're doing.
Thanks, Ron. We may have spoken about this before.
Yes.
But, I've done this for maybe over 10 years. It started with a friend of mine. I live in Palm Springs, and he said that his daughter was wanted to play sax, and they didn't have a sax in her school. And I said, they don't have a sax in the school. So I got her a sax, but I looked it up, and I found that because of budget problems, all the high schools in middle schools around the country are running out of instruments. And the first thing that goes is music and arts in every city and in every school. And I thought, well, I got to do something. I'm a musician. I got to do something.
Right.
So I formed the Manilow Music Project, and what we do is we get musical instruments into schools that are running out of them. We go on the road, I donate a piano to the city, and then I ask the audiences to donate instruments that they're not using, that are just collecting dust in their attic or in their basement, and they do. They donate these instruments to us. We fix them up, and then we give them to the school district, and they give them to the schools that are needing them. And we've been doing it for so many years that I think we've made a dent in the country because I've done so many of these cities, and I get letters thanking me from these children with pictures. I got a picture of a little kid thanking me for his new tuba, and the tuba was bigger than he sent me a picture. But I think music is so important to a young person's life. It'll change their lives. I talk to the principals and the teachers. They always tell me their grades go up. They learn how to interact with other students. And it changed my life. And maybe it's helping.
It's the universal language. Everybody likes music. You may not be able to play basketball, football, but everybody may not play music, but they enjoy music. And I commend you for the Manilow Music Project. It's a sensational program, Barry.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you for bringing it up.
If you go to BarryManilow.com, you can buy tickets right there for the Westgate, great facility where Barry Manilow makes his new home. And Barry, I'm going to come out and tap on your door. Maybe I might meet Art Phillips out there, and we'll both visit with you a little bit.
That would be just great. Well, thanks a lot, Ron.
Thanks, Barry. Look forward to having you back again.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you, my friend. Barry Manilow has been our guest. He's one of the best in this business. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Live all across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today, and you're also listening to a brand new CD that's out right now from one of my best, dearest friends in the whole world. It's called Just You and I, and we've had him on the show several times in the past, and as far as I'm concerned, he could come on every week if he wanted to. Joining us right now is composer, talent, author, he does it all in the music business, our friend Art Phillips. Art, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Look, I'm really good. Once again, it's always good to have a chat with you, and I would love to do it once a week.
Let's do it once a week. I think it's fair to say, for those who may not know, Art, of course, we grew up together in the same city, but he makes his home now in Australia, and many times we talk to him from Australia, but today he is in Los Angeles on some exciting business. Art, tell us about this.
Yeah, well, I come to Los Angeles once a year. For business reasons, because I sort of have a lot of meetings with clients and my sub-publisher, and there's a conference that usually happens here in September each year, so that's why I'm here this particular year. It's at the PMA conference, which stands for the Production Music Association Conference. Besides scoring the music for television and writing songs, I also own and run and the director of 101 Music Propriety Limited, which is a music production library. So I come out here for the conference, and I was invited to speak. The conference brings all the global music publishers that deal with production library music out to Los Angeles. That's why I come out here. So I had, I don't know, something like 37 meetings in 5 days, which was pretty insane.
Yeah. When I first met Art, he was a senior, was it, Art, in high school?
Probably 11th grade, I would think.
11th grade. And I was in third grade, I think, at the time. And no, that's not true. I was already graduated, and I graduated from college. But I meet Art because I decided at this point in my radio career I wanted to become a singer. So Art had no idea if I could sing. He didn't know anything at all. And to be frank, I didn't know either. So we get together, and Art puts together this fantastic rhythm section. And from there, we go. And we record records, and we do gigs, and we have a great time. And Art writes all the charts, and he gets me to sing songs I never even thought I could sing before. And we had a great career together. And then he came to me one day and said, I'm leaving. And I said, you're leaving? Where are you going? And he said, I'm going to go work for the Letterman. Well, look, you know, when you think so highly of someone as I do to Art, I hear that he's coming from me to the Letterman. I'm thinking, great. Then he goes to Minnie River. Then next thing I know, he's the band leader for Barry Manilow for many, many years. And boy, it just went on and on and on. Art, I tell you this all the time. I am so honored that you and I got to work together. And we are still doing so some 45 years later, longer than that.
I know, which is just absolutely fantastic. Yeah, you know, because for the listeners that don't know, Brian and I are actually working on a project together, and we did a production collection about a year and a half ago or whatever, which is a track called Both Ends Against the Middle.
Right.
With artist Ron Sedgwick, it's a beautiful performance that you did on that. So it's a sort of a bit country slash contemporary,
yeah.
And we're doing another project at the moment. So it's just an honor, and I thank you, because I don't know if, you know how many times I've ever thanked you before, but I think this is number 99. Thank you very, very much for the opportunity when I was in 11th grade, because you gave me the insight and sort of helped the passion, the focus, to see what I wanted to do. So I'll never forget those days. They were just amazing.
Well, Art, you know, when I think of you, I think of the best. I really mean that. And, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine, James Burton, who used to be with Elvis, and I was telling him about you, you know. And now this new CD, let's talk about this, Just You and I. This is Sensual Romantic Latin Bossa Nova. Now, Art and I grew up in the same city. We had the same heritage together. I knew his mother and his father. He knew mine. And you've taken what you call a kind of a different look on bossa nova with the Italian upbringing from the influences of your father's musical talents, which I remember distinctly, and your grandfather, and even played some of their instruments on this latest CD.
That's right. Well, I always use their instruments because I have my dad's beautiful old Gibson L-12, which was a discontinued model in the early 40s. So I have two of that, and I have, you know, my grandpa's mandolin, an A50 Gibson, that I use on as many projects as I can. They are just so good. They just sing. They are, you know, are just so resonant. You know, I think they would be very, very happy that I'm actually using them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, sort of on projects, yeah. But this album, Just You and I, is a bit of a sort of left turn in terms of my solo guitar type releases, because I usually do the Italian vein, or the one before this that I composed was called Italian Holiday, and that was all sort of, you know, happy up sort of Venice, Rome feeling, and mandolin and guitars. This project that I just released, Just You and I, is very Latin bossa, with more an up and happy, positive vibe flavor that I don't really know what the success will be of this yet, but I do know that it's romantic, it's sensual, it's sweet, you know, sort of all those sort of things. And yeah, it was a really fun project, and it's sort of like jazz.
Yeah, and it's up-tempo, and it is happy music. And you know the thing I like about it? On a couple of the cuts, you do two versions of it. So many times you hear a song, and I hate to say this as a singer, but people say, boy, I'd like to hear what that sounds like without the singer. And you've done that with Just You and I. You do it as the one we played going in, and then you do it with a girl by the name of Justine Bradley. You do the same thing with a song called Forever, where you do the instrumental, and then you do it with Justine. I like that. That's got a different twist to it. And you hear the song in its rare form before the vocal steps in.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, these sort of ideas are things that I'm always trying to look for, trying to do some different things on each release, so it brings extra interest and use to the actual asset itself, you know? So, yeah, on this album, there was three songs, All Along, Forevermore, and Just You and I, that I used the same singer, which is Justine Bradley, on, which worked quite well. But the instrumental version is where it started, and then co-written with a very good friend of mine, Beverly Klinsick, who is from Los Angeles originally, but she now lives on the east coast of the States, actually not far from you. So we still do some co-writing together, and she's absolutely wonderful. And I also include her in some work. I outsource some of my work for 101 Music. She's just brilliant because she's such a wordsmith.
She sure is great. She of course co-wrote the song Both Ends Against the Middle that we were talking about earlier, that I recorded and Art arranged, wrote, and we did it from 6,000 miles away. We're going to pause for just a second. My special guest is my dear friend, and I mean this is family we're talking about here, Art Phillips. His new CD is out right now, Just You and I, and as we mentioned, it's romantic Latin bossa nova, terrific CD. You got to get it, and we'll talk about how you can when we come back with more live all across the USA and around the world. Art Phillips and Ron Sedgwick today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has opened a new front on the impeachment battle that threatens his administration, blasting Republican Senator Mitt Romney for criticizing his push to get foreign nations to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. He tweeted, "Romney is a fool and a pompous ass who's been fighting me from the beginning." Biden's wife, Jill, says it's clear the president is getting desperate.
I know my son, Hunter. I know his values. I know his heart. I know that Donald Trump is scared to death of Joe Biden, and he's going to do and say anything he can to take down, to try to take down the Biden family.
President Trump says he's called for China to investigate Biden and his son, and his reason is to prove corruption, not politics. The New York Times says a second whistleblower is contemplating filing a complaint similar to the first one. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Against the middle, it's hope against hope. Nobody's gonna win this tug of war we're in, 'cause love is our unraveling.
I
have never done that in my entire radio career, and that is play my own music. But boy, when it comes to Art Phillips, you got to do it. That's the song we were talking about that Art wrote for me. Our guest is Art Phillips. The new CD is out right now, Just You and I. And Art, that sounds great on the radio.
Yeah, like it's fantastic to hear because you performed such a beautiful job on this. You know, you should play more of these things of yourself on the airwaves. You're such a great artist.
Well, you know, I thank you for saying that. Tony Orlando keeps on telling me, he says, I don't know why you don't play your own songs. And I know you feel kind of funny playing your own music, but you and I go back to a lot of stuff that we did together. Give Me a Penny, Sing a Song, gosh. We did some rock and roll stuff in the genre of Gary Glitter. I don't know how the heck I got talked into that. But whatever the case may be, is that we've done a lot of stuff. There were some times, and I mean this sincerely, where if it wasn't for you in the studio, and on stage, you know, it just wouldn't have happened. I mean that sincerely. You told me one time to sing Delilah, and I said, you got to be kidding me. I'll never reach that. And you forced me to do it to the point where I did it. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, no, that was a great word, actually. Yeah, but we had a really fantastic band, right? The band was just amazing, and the backing singers were fantastic. And we toured a bit, because a lot of people don't actually realize, but we just didn't perform in Erie, Pennsylvania. We performed, you know, sort of up and down the East Coast. I mean, I remember a couple of very special jobs, Memphis, Tennessee, right. Ithaca, New York, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Oh, just, you know, I mean, because on and on. And it was a beautiful band. It was great. And but we're still in touch with some of those guys. And actually, last night, I have to tell you, Lou Savage came over.
Really?
I saw Lou. I haven't seen Lou since 1973 or
two. Yeah.
And Lou says hello and sends his big hugs.
Lou, ladies and gentlemen, this was back in the early 70s, okay? And Lou's real name is Yubomir Yurasevich. And and he had a ponytail, and, you know, when he walked in the room, we all looked at each other and said, boy, oh boy, here we go, you know? And this guy made the bass sound phenomenal. He's done some movie parts, I understand, some soap operas too, has he not?
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, he's doing a lot of work as a voiceover artist.
Yes.
Here, too. He's got this amazingly deep voice, and but what a beautiful bass player! And he's performing all the time and doing sessions. He's doing quite well.
And he does have a great voice. I'm very jealous of him. He does have a terrific voice. Art, what was the award that you just recently received as a result of your talents?
Well, I recently got three different awards from in the last 2 years from the Global Music Awards, which is a U.S.-based sort of awards association. And I got an award for Best Album, which was for Just You and I. And I got an award 2 years ago from them as well for Best Jazz Artist Album for Italian Holiday, of all things, because it's not necessarily jazz, but I think the playing sort of lends itself to that sort of thinking.
Yeah.
Sort of, so I got an award with that, too. And also, Bev and I got an award for All Along as songwriters. I'm very proud of that, and, you know, so I've been very fortunate in the industry. It's a tough industry, as we both know, but it's one of those industries that, you know, if you're passionate about it and if you stick it out for your whole life, you know, it's all about three key letters, I've always said, and that's, I don't know if you've ever heard this from me, but it was my mantra probably since I was in ninth grade, FDP, focus, determination, and perseverance. So no matter how terrible things are or how good things are, you just have to keep those three words in place as sort of every, you know, month of your life in this career to keep going, and change is the important thing, isn't it?
You know,
always trying to adapt.
You know, Art, I got to tell you something. Now I just found the reason why we have been friends for over 45 years, because I agree with that mantra. Perseverance, to me, is the name of the game. People think that all of a sudden success lies on your lap. There's a big cost to it. And you've paid it, I've paid it, and you'll always pay it. Some people would have stopped being the band leader for Barry Manilow. Barry was on just before you on the show. What did he say when you told him you were moving on? Because I'm sure that he hasn't heard that too many times.
Oh, well, it was an interesting thing, actually. So I played guitar with Barry, and I produced, you know, like a couple of his tracks, and I did some arranging. I wasn't actually the musical director for Barry. I was musical director for other artists, but not for Barry. So I played guitar for Barry for, geez, it must have been 3 years, 82 to 85, I think it was, you know. And we had a, it was a smoking band. We had Leon Gehr on bass, a very famous session player from L.A., John Ferrara on drums, and you know, Kenny Park on percussion, and some really great backing singers. Sharon Hendricks, who I just saw yesterday. I haven't seen Sharon's beautiful, backing vocalist. But she used to work with Barry during that time, and then she stopped and she actually started working with Tom Jones, and now she's back with Barry. And I caught up with her yesterday. I haven't seen her since 1982. That was a real trip. But, Barry, he's so meticulous about what he does, and he's such an artist, and he's such an amazing talent. But one of the things about Barry that I've realized is that he's such an amazing teacher. He would actually teach all of us things that, you know, only he was thinking about. He had everything together, right, the whole thought process about, you know, the live production, the recorded production, the arrangements, the choreography. He thinks very linearly in terms of his performances, and he is still going, and I'm just so in awe of him. Just so in awe of him. He's just fantastic. That was a great experience, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so sort of everything does come to an end, and I think after 3 years, you know, I mean, I could have stuck with it, and I probably could have, and I probably should have, but I didn't, because I moved on, and I wanted to spend more time here doing writing. I was doing Santa Barbara at the time. I was co-writing the music for that.
Remember that.
And I didn't have enough time to keep things going, so, yeah. But we're still very good friends. We talk a couple times a year, Barry and I, and I just respect him greatly, as I do you.
Well, I appreciate that, Art, and you made the right move by moving on, because you can only stay in one place so long, and when you have your talent, you can't you let any grass grow underneath you. The brand new CD is out right now, Just You and I, Central Romantic Latin Bossa Nova, by the greatest guitar player that I know, Art Phillips. Art, what is your website?
My website as a sort of artist for my career is simply artphillips.com, artphillips.com. But my music production library, which is 101 Music Society Limited, is 101.audio. So 101, which are numbers, .audio, no .com or anything like that, just .audio. The best way to find, you know, sort of any CDs that I have released to the general public commercially, because not all of my production and music libraries is available commercially, but only select ones. And the ones that are select ones are the ones that we're talking about now, that are the guitar-based ones, which I do release, and it's available on all digital stores, from sort of Amazon to Google to iTunes, actually any digital store that's out there. If the user just simply goes to those sites and types in Just You and I, and is not A and D, but it's the ampersand, mm-hmm. Just You and I, Art Phillips, they'll find those CDs, or if they just type Art Phillips, you'll see, you know, about 7 or 8 different CDs that are all very guitar-oriented.
Ladies and gentlemen, I suggest you do that. I really do, because you will not be disappointed. And our guest has been my dear friend, who we continue to work after 45 years. I respect you so much, Art. It's unbelievable. I'm proud that you're my friend and proud that you consider me one. And we will be together again soon. And tell the lovely Susan we said hello, and your whole family and your daughters and the whole nine yards, granddaughters, and we'll look forward to having you back, okay, because you're always welcome here.
Oh, look, thank you so much. It was a great opportunity to have a chat with you again. And sorry we didn't catch up this time, but next year we will. I promise.
Next year we're going to do it. We're going to do it. We'll meet with Bev, and we'll have a fun time.
I'd love it. It'd be fantastic. Let's do it.
Thanks, Art. Okay. Check out those websites and buy those CDs, ladies and gentlemen. You will not be disappointed, I guarantee you. And there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
World, you are listening to Ron Segi today, and I'm enthused to talk to our next guest. What a perky person, okay? She is right on top of things. We're going to be talking about a new show Thursdays at 8:30 on NBC called Perfect Harmony. Joining us right now, playing the role as Ginny, the very talented and beautiful Anna Camp. Hi, Anna. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Do you mind the description of perky?
I don't. I'd rather be perky than saggy.
No, you know what? Nobody's ever told me that before. I think I love you. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Well, that's the opposite. So.
Well, congratulations on the season of Perfect Harmony. This is a half-hour comedy series based on a fellow who was a former Princeton music professor, Arthur Cochran.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he's played by Bradley Whitford. And he goes into a small town with a small church, finds a group of singers that he's not very impressed with their musical acumen, if you will. And so he tries to reshape things. Tell us a little about, without giving away too much, of course, because we want people to watch.
Yeah, that's exactly right, though. He kind of stumbles upon this very ragtag group of singers and a choir at a very small church in Kentucky. And and we are terrible. We cannot get it together. We're really looking for someone to lead us and guide us, and that's where he comes in. We kind of coaxed him to come in and help us find our sound and find our voices, and he has these ideas about us because we're from this small town from Kentucky, and we have these ideas about him, and it's all about sort of shattering those, you know, preconceived notions of each other and overcoming these certain obstacles in our lives by singing music together. Like, his wife recently passed away, so he's going through a hard time. My character, Jenny, she's going through a divorce, and we're really kind of using this choir as our family to come together, and it's a really funny show. The writers are doing a great job at putting these characters in this amazing storylines and funny, you know, scenarios going on, so it's more of a situational comedy, and we definitely sing music, but it's not a competition show, and it's just an absolute delight. There's a lot of inspirational feelings. I feel like every episode balances this really great, like, salty, snarky comedy with this really great, heartfelt, genuine moments between these characters.
So the chorus is kind of a therapy chorus, if you will.
A little bit. I mean, he's helping me find my confidence and find my inner voice. You know, Jenny is somebody who is very hopeful and optimistic, and she really presents herself to this world as a very, you know, perfect girl, to use the word. And there's a lot of messy, dirty, gritty side to her that's bubbling underneath that she's afraid to let out. And Arthur really helps her not shy away from that, which is a really fun thing for me to play as an actor.
Was the chorus surprised when he came on board and said, you guys aren't any good? I mean, did you think when you were doing it that, hey, this thing's really working? You know, there's a lot of bands out there that say, hey, this is great. Did you guys think that this was a good sounding group prior to him being there?
I mean, I think that our choir really had no idea. You know, I think that we didn't think that we were great. We've never won a competition in our lives, so we knew that we were not awesome. But I don't think we ever had somebody really, you know, straight talk us to tell us how bad we are. You know, it's kind of like when you're on American Idol and Simon Cowell used to just really cut right to the chase and tell you that you really were not good. That's kind of what's going on here with Bradley's character, who really does not shy away from telling us the truth. No matter how hard it hurts. And it's good, though, because we need to hear that in order for us to get better.
This half-hour comedy, when it is filmed, ladies and gentlemen, is what we call a single-camera shoot. A lot of sitcoms deal with a multiple-camera shoot because they do everything in front of a live audience, and they kind of want to make it as much continuity as they possibly can. How difficult is it in a comedy to do a single-camera shoot?
It's a different medium because it is shot more like a film.
Yeah.
A lot of the episodes even look like movies. They're so well done and well directed and well lit and well shot. So there's definitely, you know, a balance that you have to do. You're not in front of a live audience. You can't get that immediate laughter that you
right.
do. I'm used to doing a lot of theater, so you get that immediate audience response. But we're lucky enough to be on a show where the jokes are so good and I think the cast is so talented that we'll hear people behind the monitor laughing.
Oh.
So we will actually be making people, you know, who are directing the show and working on the show giggle and crack up. So that's the plus of working on this particular single camera. But usually you don't know if the jokes are really landing because there's no immediate laughter.
Yeah.
It's a trickier, you know, kind of medium to do for sure.
And it takes a real pro to do what you guys do on that. And speaking about your experience on stage, let's talk about your films. The Wedding Year, Netflix comedy feature Desperados, The Lovebirds, mm-hmm. Pitch Perfect 3, third installment, I think, of a Universal film, Woody Allen's Cafe Society, Goodbye to All A Here Again, and then, of course, on television with Mad Men, Good Wife, The Office, How I Met Your Mother, on Broadway with The Country Girl, and All New People, Bellevue. You have had a plethora of parts that have really made you what we call in the business a real working actress.
Oh my gosh, thank you. That just made me so tired. Got me exhausted. I'm like, oh my God, have I done all that? Yeah, you know, I feel very fortunate and lucky to keep working and having people, you know, want to see me act. I mean, I've been doing it since second grade. I've known I've wanted to be an actor since I can remember. It's just something I love telling stories. I love, you know, having people relate to me in some way, whether they're laughing or whether they're feeling, you know, a cathartic feeling of not feeling alone in the world because they know what this woman is going through and they can relate to her problems. But, you know, I think as an actor, you're really a storyteller and helpful, you know, to get people to not feel like their experience is solitary, that we are all in this together in a way. And so, yeah, I definitely feel very fortunate to have gotten to play all of those roles. And playing Ginny on Perfect Harmony is absolutely one of my favorites.
Your excitement is magnetic. I really mean that. You really you just want to make people go watch you do stuff. There's no question about that.
Where
in South Carolina were you raised?
Well, I was born in a very small town called Aiken, South Carolina. And then we moved to Charleston, which a lot more people knew. And then I moved to Columbia. And that's where I mainly grew up and started acting, taking acting classes, like I said, in second grade. My sister, 7 years older than I was, and she was taking acting classes, and I was like, I want to do that. That looks like something that I would really get into. And I've been doing it ever since. And I used to talk like this, and I don't anymore, but I get to use my accent on the show, which is really fun. Yeah.
That's good. Well, you are perky. There ain't no doubt about it. You got to do me a favor. You got to come back. You're a great guest. A lot of times we get guests on, and, you know, they do a great job on television, on film, and then you get them there, and they're a dud. You are no dud. Please come back.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
Please come back, Anna. And, of course, it's Perfect Harmony, Thursdays at 8:30 on NBC, and it stars our guest, Anna Camp. Anna, thanks for joining us, and we look forward to having you back.
Thanks for having me, Ron. Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye. Wow.
Bye.
I love guests like that, and she is so talented. I really mean it. Perfect Harmony, Thursdays at 8:30. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Bronze Edgy today on this first weekend of October, where we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guest this first hour, legendary singer-songwriter Barry Manilow, and a former musician with the Barry Manilow Band, and a very close friend of mine for many, many years. In fact, we're working on projects till this very day musically, Art Phillips. And I want to thank Anna Camp from Perfect Harmony on NBC. Next hour, from Bluff City Law, Caitlin McGee. Ofenesh Hadero will be joining us. She's in a movie from Epics called Godfather of Harlem. Actress Bellamy Young will be joining us, part of a new show on Fox called Prodigal Son. And then we'll finish things out with Andrea Caldini talking about how to keep communications together during inclement weather. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Seggi today.